what made you decide to run this year?
Well, the plan was I was going to run last year, but I ended up having a trip and my parents didn't want to, they wanted to wait till this year when I had more time and I had my license and I was able to drive around. I'm running so I have money to help pay for college next year. So when I go in the fall, I have kind of a stable foundation for when I start and I'm not so much in debt after my first year in college.
Do you know where you're going to be going to college?
I am planning on going to Eastern Washington University.
What do you want to study?
I want to study nursing. I'm going to get my bachelor's of science in nursing, so.
Are you, how are you feeling about starting college?
I'm nervous. I don't know, like, it's going to be different. It's going to be very new.
Sounds like you'll be busy a lot of the time there, especially doing nursing.
Yeah, it's going to, I really hope it goes well. That's all I got to say.
Well, good luck in college to you. Yeah. So you're a senior in high school now. You just finished.
Yes, today was my last day.
How does that feel?
It feels really good. Like, I'm confident. Like, I've worked to this day. Like, I've always had good grades in high school. Like, throughout sports and everything, and it's hard to maintain good grades, and I've always had straight A's, so.
What kind of sports do you do?
I do cross country in the fall, and then in the wintertime, I do basketball.
Why do you decide to run it all? What first piqued your interest?
I like to help the community. I always do community service. I volunteer at the fire department. I was actually named junior of the year because I respond to, like, more calls than any of the other juniors in the department. So that really caught my interest and, like, made me choose to be a nurse just with being with patients. And it's just that feeling of knowing that I can help others is just, it sparked my interest.
How is being a Queen candidate going to help the community?
I've ran before, so I know that this year, the money that we make this year is going to help for next year's firework display and for, like, booths and stuff that go around downtown, and just it'll help with our fireworks and it helps the chamber out. So
with your food booths, what are your plans? What are you going to be serving people downtown?
Well, we have our daily menu that all three of our booths all have, you know, kind of the same items. But there's a few items on mine that, you know, none of the others have, and all of our menus, like, have different things that other booths don't have. But we generally have the daily menu that, like, haystacks, burgers, hot dogs, fried bread, that fun stuff.
Nice. What is your favorite thing on the menu?
Haystacks.
Why?
I just really like haystacks. We're going to do this, like, really cool thing, I think. I don't know yet. Put, like, Fritos in the bag, like, eat that little small bag, and then put chili and, like, all the condiments that you make for a haystack, and you just eat it right out of the bag. You don't have to get those trays or anything. So
that sounds pretty delicious.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
What other things do you have to prep before the actual event?
We have to get our supporters and our sponsors in line. Like, we have to go around town and we have to ask people. Like, my mother made up this letter with my senior, like, with one of my senior pictures that I got taken, and it just asks the company or person, like, stating my name and then asking them to be a supporter and then telling them, like, the minimum fee of what it is. And then they, like, I give them a few days and I'll call them back, and it has, like, my information. It has my cell phone number that they can reach me at, or my P.O. box. So
what are you most looking forward to for that actual week? The big week?
I don't know. I've always been in the community. I've always sold tickets. I was a Girl Scout. I always went and sold Girl Scout cookies. I enjoy going out and seeing all these people, and all these people know me, and it's nice to get out there and be involved with the community. So
what do you see as your future past college then, since you sound like you're very dedicated to helping?
I really plan on coming back here and working at the hospital. So I think I might try and do something over the summers when I come back from college and, like, get kind of like a working kind of thing, like, up there, and just kind of work out and see how things go and just kind of stand in the shadows. And
but you think you will come back to Wrangell?
Yeah, that's the plan. But it all depends on jobs and when I actually get into the nursing program, because there's a long wait to get in there because it's such a high demand for nursing. So
Do you remember watching the 4th of July when you were a kid?
I do.
What do you remember from it?
The fireworks. We've always had a very good firework display. And I just being able to know that this money that I'm raising is helping out with those fireworks. And it's just, I feel like I've really done something, and it just is really nice.
I'm going to make a cheesy joke to end this off then. So you finished high school. It's a big day for you. Sounds like you're going out with a bang.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for coming in. Good luck to you.
Thank you.